talking with Clay Pope, of course, from the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. A couple of things, Clay. First of all, OACD commending our senior senator from the state of Oklahoma, Jim Inhofe, for working hard on staying after the budget folks in D.C. for some control dollars as far as keeping the repairs up on these flood control structures.
Absolutely. You know, Oklahoma has over 2,100 upstream flood control dams, more than any other state in the union. One of the challenges that we've seen with some of the numbers from sequestration, some of the budget cuts over the last few years to try to get a federal house in order, one of the things that's happened is that they've consistently ratcheted down the money that's available to match with the state to rehabilitate these dams. When you think about the cost, that it's well over $2 million a dam to rehabilitate these structures. With over 2,100, we've got over 1,000 in the next 5 years going to be past their design life. There's no way the state can take up that responsibility on its own. This actually is a program that Congressman Lucas was the father of a few years ago to set up a matching program between the state and the federal government to do this. Senator Inhofe has been very concerned about the reductions in the funding for the rehabilitation program. He sent a strongly worded letter to the ag appropriators this last week asking them to continue funding that at least at the $15 million level that we saw last year, hopefully seeing a little bit of an increase. I mean, when you think about the fact that these dams nationwide save the country over $2 billion in flood damage, that doesn't happen because of there. On an average year, it saves Oklahoma over $85 million. And if you stop and think about that, $15 million to get $2 billion worth of savings to continue that system that we've had since the 40s that not only protects people from as far as their property, but also protects folks' lives. I think that's a great statement. We're proud of Senator Inhofe and extremely happy that he took this stand because it is important for the lives and property of all Oklahomans.
The other thing that I know you're excited about at the state level, you're looking for some help, some sort of drought assistance. Apparently, there's some money in the budget.
The budget agreement that was released today, there is $3 million for an emergency drought package. Now, this money won't be used. If the precipitation we've seen this spring continues on, we are out of the drought cycle. It's money that won't be used. But what it does is give us some resources if we do go back into a drought pattern, if we have a real hot, dry June, like there's some concern we might. It at least gives us some additional resources to work with. It's also going to be tied in with a drought task force. What will happen is if the governor declares a drought emergency, the head of the Conservation Commission, the head of the Water Resources Board, and the Secretary of Agriculture will come together to form a drought task force that will advise the governor during the drought emergency and also advise the other state agencies. And then any money that's in that fund, they will determine how it will be spent. And it's not just for agriculture. It's also for infrastructure for our municipalities, water conservation measures for our municipalities, but also things like soil erosion, irrigation improvement, water for livestock, and that one right there is so critical. If we go back into a drought, the last 2 years, water for livestock has been such a critical issue, trying to get assistance to producers to have that help available. Also, rural fire protection and protection for our fire departments to help deal with wildfires that would be created by the drought. So it's a lot of things that can be done with those resources. The governor would approve the plan then, and then those guys would stay together and see what we can do as a state to try to deal with a drought emergency. Hopefully, we won't need it, but you know, if you look at where we're at, we still technically are in a drought. And if you're in northwest Oklahoma or southwest Oklahoma, you know, you're in those southern or those western tiers of counties, I'm sorry, you never got out of a drought. And really and truly, if you put the drought monitor up today to where it was this time last year, there ain't a whole heck of a lot of difference. So, you know, we're not completely out of the woods yet. Hopefully we are going to get out of them. If we're not, we're ready. And if we are still in the woods, well, then we can keep that money there and it's available when we do need it and we're not going to be caught with our pants down again.